think I understood that one.
是的，早。
I wanted to speak to just a moment to the thing that Martinez brought up earlier.
我开始的时候想稍微 分享一下刚才那个 Martina 在敬拜的时候所带出来的信息。
From the time that I walked into the sanctuary this morning,
从我今天早上 进入这个会堂开始,
I began to weep.
我一进来就开始哭。
I couldn't bring it under control.
我一直掉眼泪是没有办法自己控制不住的。
As we moved into worship,
当我们进入敬拜的时候,
the weeping continued.
这个流眼泪就是继续。
When Martina shared what she personally was going through,
当Martina她来分享就是她自己个人这一段日子所经过的。
I really had to fight to keep it under my weeping under control.
我实在是听到的时候，我实在必须要用很大的力气来控制我自己的眼泪。
But I realized at the time why this weeping had come upon me.
而且我现在明白为什么在那个时候这个哭泣的眼泪会淋到我。
I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, these people are so tired, they have given so much, they have fought so many battles.
我就跟神说，神啊，这一群人他们真是非常的疲倦，他们这样的累，他们做过这么多的征战。
To see your will come to pass.
为的是要看到你的旨意能够通行。
What will you give them for all the sacrifices that they're making?
主啊，他们做了这么大，对你做这么大的牺牲，你愿意给他们什么做回报呢？
And immediately I was given a vision.
立刻神就给我看见一个异象。
I saw the Lord and he had in his hand.
我就看到神，而且神在他的手上。
This huge box of fruit.
有一个很大的一盒水果。
And he began to pour it out and dump it out and dump it out, and the fruit kept coming out of the box. I mean, go ahead.
神就不断的把这个盒子里的果子一直倒出来，一直倒出来，撒下来。
It's like the bottom of the box was endless.
就好像那个盒子是下面是无底的。
So the fruit kept pouring out and pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. I mean, as though there were many boxes.
所以这个盒子里头的这个果子是不断的倒出来，好像有很多很多盒子一样。
And he said to me, this is what I will give them.
然后他就对我说，这就是我要给他们的。
Abundant fruit.
很丰盛的这个果子。
For their labor.
为了你们这个为主劳的缘故。
So I'm going to speak to you just a moment the word of the Lord.
所以我今天要对你们说。
Those who have sacrificed a lot for this work, I don't mean, you know, giving what is comfortable, but you have really sacrificed in various areas to see the vision of this work come to pass, I'd like you to stand up.
在你们当中，就是真的是为了这个神的这个心意，神要完成的心意，付上了代价，以至于能够看到神的心意在我们当中能完成的，那些人，你真正摆上心意的，我请你站起来。
Please stand.
请站起来。 就是你曾经为了神，在我们当中能行他的心意，然后你真正就是你在心里头你付上代价。行政同工、牧养同工，你们都可以站起来啊！代祷同工、代祷勇士啊！Maybe
you've sacrificed financially.
或者说你在这个财务金钱上你做上奉献跟牺牲。Maybe
you've sacrificed through a lot of intercession, like Martinez, where you're feeling exhausted from the prayer.
或者你在祷告上你付上过代价。Maybe
you've sacrificed through service, serving.
或者是你是在服事上，你曾经摆上。If
you fit in any of those categories,
就是刚才我讲的，不管是代祷的，不管是金钱的，不管是服事的，你都付上过代价的，你都可以站起来。
And you don't stand up. And you don't stand up.
You don't stand out, Austin?
No.
You don't stand up?
I'm not doing this. Just if you don't stand up.
如果你不站起来的话,
then you're going to miss what God wants to give you.
你如果不站起来的话, 你就会错过现在神要给你的, 的东西。
I'd like you just to rise and lift your hands to the Lord.
请你, 站起来, 然后把你的手, 向神举起来。
Lord, you know the heart of these people.
主啊, 你知道这些人的心。
You know the sacrifices that they've made.
主啊, 你知道他们为你所做的奉献跟摆上。
You know the ministry of comfort and compassion.
主啊, 你知道他们这个服事是带着这个安慰, 跟怜悯的心。
That is here this morning.
他们都在这里, 今天早上。
You know the need of each and every person in this sanctuary.
你知道在这一个整个会堂里头, 每一个人他们心中的个别的需要。
You know what they need from you this morning, Lord.
你知道他们今天早上从你那里需要什么。
The need, if it is financial,
主啊, 如果他需要的是财务上的, 供应,
then this morning I ask that you will speak a word, Father, and that you will allow the people to their finances to be encouraged and blessed.
主啊, 那我就求你今天早上开口说话, 以至于他们的财务状况会得到祝福。
Father, if it is emotional, then strengthen them emotionally.
主啊, 如果是他们的需要是在情感上的, 主啊, 就求你在情感上来兼顾他们。
If it is physical, strengthen them physically, Lord.
主啊, 如果他们的需要是在身体健康上的, 主啊, 我求你在身体健康上来, 强固他们。
If it is spiritual, then, bless them spiritually, revive them spiritually.
主啊, 如果说他们的需要是在属灵上面的, 主啊, 求你在属灵上祝福他们, 更新他们, 复兴他们。
But let your spirit come upon each and every one who has sacrificed for this work, Father, and for the measure that they have sacrificed.
主啊, 主啊, 让你的灵来临到他们这些为你曾经奉献摆上的人, 以主啊, 来充满他们, 为你摆上的程度。
Give back to them again.
照着他们这个程度, 你来还给他们。
Let that restoration and that increase begin today.
主啊, 从今天你开始来复原他们, 来增加他们。
Oh Lord, let your spirit come upon them. Give them faith to receive.
主啊, 愿你的灵现在来临到他们的身上, 给他们信心来接受。
There's the anointing. The refreshing from heaven. The refreshing from heaven. The refreshing from heaven. The spirit of increase, O God. The spirit of increase, Father. Father, the enemy has sought to bring strife into the home. There are some here who have gone through persecution by people that they thought were friends because of the commitment that they've made to this vision. And Father, I ask that you will heal them, that you will strengthen and support them, Father, and give them joy for the sacrifices that they've made. Go ahead.
主啊，我求你来医治这些当中有因为仇敌透过他们以为可以信任的人，在他们同工当中或者工作当中来攻击他们的。主啊，我求你来医治他们。The
Lord wants you to know this.
神要你知道这些。
If you could see as He sees. If you could see with your eyes.
如果你能够用你的这个眼睛来看。
then you would see that this vision is of the utmost import.
你就看到，你就能，如果你能够用你眼睛来看的话，你就会看到这个意象是最最最最重要的意象。
Because he says, I am positioning you.
因为他现在正在把你放在一个位置上。
To be a tree in the storm.
是在一个大风暴里头的一株大树。
I am positioning you.
他说我现在把你慢慢安置在这个位置上。
To be my arms that will reach out and save many.
成为我的膀臂，你可以伸展出去，而且可以帮助很多人。
When the storm hits,
当这个风暴来临的时候
，I tell you this，
我告诉你这个
，You are like a people on a hill，
你们好像在一个山坡上面的一群人。
And the floods come，
当那个洪水来的时候
，And many will be drowning in the floods。
有许许多的人会在这个洪水里头被淹没。
But because you have seen with vision,
但是因为你们曾经在异象当中看见，
you will be in a safe place.
你们就会在一个安全的地方。
And you will reach down and you will pull many out of the floods.
你们就会伸手下去，而且把许许多多人从这个淹没的洪水里头拉出来。
Bringing many to safety.
你们会把许许多多人带到安全的地方。
Many to the place of refuge.
把许多人带到这个避难所。
While you sit securely upon the hill,
当你们坐在这个山坡上很安全的时候
，I will tell you this.
我会告诉你这个。
That you are like a hill, a city on a hill, filled with light.
你们就会像一个在山坡上，在山坡上的城是充满了光。
And when the darkness comes,
当那个黑暗来的时候
，the light will be seen.
你们的光会被看见。
And it will be a brilliant light.
会是一个非常明亮的光。
And many who were before blind,
许多从前是瞎眼的人。
Their eyes will be awakened.
他们的眼睛会被打开。
And they will see.
然后他们就能看见。
Because of the light that comes from you.
因为这是因为从你们里头有光发出来。
And you will bring them to a place of refuge.
你们就能够把他们带到一个避难的地方。
The hordes of hell are coming.
地狱的这个灾难来了。
They're coming to ravish.
他们要来毁坏。
But you will be like the one.
你们就会像那一位。
Who stands upon the hill.
是站在那个山坡上的那一位。
And cries out to those who are lost.
对着那些世上的灵魂来呼喊。
Those who are helpless.
那就是那些无助的人
those who are hopeless,
那些没有希望的人
those who cannot see their way,
那些没有办法看清自己道路的人
those who cannot find their way,
那些找不到他们道路的人
you will cry to them, come, this is the way,
你们会对他们呼喊跟他们说来啊来啊这里是道路
come, I will take you to refuge,
来啊我带你到避难的地方
so that many will be saved,
以至于许许多多人会被拯救
because you have paid the price,
因为你们曾经付上代价
to have your eyes opened with vision
以至于你们眼睛能够看见异象
he says and I will tell you this
他说我会告诉你这个
when the last days come
当那个最后的日子来的时候
and the darkness assails
当那个黑暗的临到的时候
I will cause you to fly on eagle's wings
我会使你们在鹰的翅膀上面飞翔
I will lift you above the storm
我会把你们提升到风暴以上
None will be able to hurt you.
没有人能够伤害你们。
Because you will be filled with my glory.
因为你们会被我的荣耀所充满。
You will be filled with my wisdom.
你们会被我的智慧所充满。
You will be filled with my grace.
你会被我的恩惠所充满。
You will be filled with my power.
你们会被我的能力所充满。
There will be many.
那会将会有许多人。
Who will shake and tremble and die of fear.
他们会摇动颤抖而且会死在那个害怕当中。
In these days.
在这样的日子里。
But you will save many.
但是你们会拯救许多人。
You will bring them to a place of refuge.
你们会把他们带到一个避难的地方。
You will bring them to a place of vision.
你们会把他们带到看到到异象的地方。
You will bring them to a place of fearless courage.
你们会把他们带到一个完全没有害怕的勇气当中。
You will bring them to a place of power.
你们会把他们带到有能力当中。
You will bring them to me, and I will keep them safe.
你们会把他们带到我这里，而且我会使他们得到安全。
So be strong and encourage yourselves in the Lord.
所以要坚强，要在主里面来自己来鼓励自己。
David's mighty army knew discouragement.
大卫的这个军队是新的勇气。
Even the greatest of warriors knew days of discouragement.
即使是最伟大的勇士都会遇到一些困难挫败的时候。
Remember the time that Ziklag was burned.
你要记得那个被毁坏的日子。
David's warriors were so discouraged.
大卫的军队曾经这样的一个被挫折。
Their houses had been burned.
他们的房子被烧掉。
Their wives and their children had been stolen by the enemy.
他们的妻子儿女被敌人所偷窃去。
They were so discouraged and so angry.
他们这么样的生气跟这么样的被挫折。
That they wanted to kill David.
以至于他们想要把大卫杀了。
But I sent the spirit of encouragement upon them.
但是我差派这一个鼓励的灵在他们当中。
Because they had fought the wars of the Lord.
因为他们曾经为主的战争而征战。
They fought the wars of the Lord when others had failed.
他们为主征战，而其他的人却失败了。
So I sent the spirit of encouragement upon them.
所以我把这一个鼓励的灵、激励的灵送到他们当中。
And I promised that they would recapture all that they had lost.
而且我答应，我应许他们，他们会重新得到他们所有失去的。
And that it was not a time of demotion, but a time of promotion.
这不是一个被贬值的一个时刻，这是一个被升迁的时刻。
So I sent them into the enemy's camp.
所以我就把他们送入敌军的阵营中。
Though they were tired and they were weary.
虽然他们非常的辛苦，非常的疲累。
I strengthened them.
我来坚固他们。
I sent upon them the spirit of power and might.
我把这个能力跟大能的灵送到他们当中。
To enable them to do what they could not do.
来促使他们来做他们自己原本不能做的事情。
And I recaptured all that the enemy had stolen.
我把所有仇敌已经偷窃的东西重新把他们拿回来。
But he said I didn't stop there.
神说我并没有停止在那里。
I took them up into a promotion.
我把他们带到一个高升的位置上。
I gave David the throne that I promised him.
我把他答应给大卫的这个王位我给了他。
And those that stood with him during the difficult hours.
那些站在大卫四周在那个困难的时刻的时候的人。
I promoted them.
我也提升了他们。
I promoted them to places of honor in the body.
我在神的国度里把他们提升到那个荣耀的地位。
Of my people Israel.
在以色列的民中。
And even so.
即使如此,
I send upon you the spirit of encouragement.
我还是送给他们，差派这个鼓励的灵到他们当中。
That you can arise to the battle.
所以你们在这个征战当中，你们可以兴起。
And that which the enemy has sought to take.
那些仇敌想要从你们当中夺走的偷窃的。
I will restore all.
我会把它完全的给你复原放回去。
And I will do even more.
我会做比那个放回去还更多。
I will give you beyond what the enemy has tried to take.
我会给你们超过那个仇敌想从你们偷窃的东西。
And I will lead you into promotion.
我会把你们带到一个提升高升的地位。
So that not only will you take that which the enemy has,
不但你们能够从仇敌所有的东西当中你夺取。
But I will bless you in my kingdom.
而且我会在我的国度里头我会祝福你。
I will bless you with honor.
我会祝福你们，我会用荣耀来祝福你们。
I will bless you with dignity.
我会用尊严来祝福你们。
I will bless you with the blessings of heaven above.
我会用天上的祝福来祝福你们。
And I will bless you with the blessings of the earth beneath.
我会用地上所有的祝福来祝福你们。
I will give you the blessings that others do not have.
我会给你们的祝福是其他人所没有的。
Only put your hands to the plow and do not look back.
把你的手扶在犁上，而且不要向后看。
Walk in the eyes of my vision.
要在我眼中的那个意象当中来向前行。
Keep moving forward.
继续不断的向前行。
Save all that you can.
拯救那个所有你能够拯救的人。
Save every soul that can be saved.
拯救每一个可以被拯救的灵魂。
Save all that you can.
就尽你所能的去拯救。
Do not allow the enemy to bring discouragement.
不要容许那个仇敌来挫败你。
Causing you to despair.
使得你失望。
For the harvest is great.
因为庄稼是大的。
And the workers are few.
但工人却是少的。
But I will bless you. I will bless your coming in.
但是我会祝福你。
And I will bless your going out.
你出你入我都会祝福你。
And if you stay faithful.
你要一直在我面前要有忠心。
I will give you, yes, even you.
是的，我会给你，包括你在内。
the harvest that I would have given to someone else.
我会给你那个我本来要给别人做的那个收获，我会给你。
So that I will double the blessing.
我会加倍的这一个祝福。
But stay faithful.
但是要保持忠心。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
We receive all that you have for us, Lord.
主啊, 我们承受你所有要给我们的。
By your grace, our faith will stay strong.
靠你的恩典, 我们会忠心地坚固地站立。
By your wisdom, we will walk until the vision is fulfilled.
靠你的智慧, 我们会继续向前行, 一直到我们这个意向被完成。
We will live to satisfy your heart alone, Lord.
我们会 为了要满足你的心,
and we will be blessed and pleased.
我们会被祝福, 我们也会被喜悦,
when the day of blessing comes.
当那个大祝福的日子来临的时候,
Father, when the great outpouring is released from heaven's throne.
主啊, 谢谢你从天上的宝座有个大的释放给我们。
We long to be right in the right place.
我们真是渴慕在那个对的地方，我们做对的人。Position
to receive.
我们要站在一个位置上来承受。Position
to give.
我们是被你放在一个位置上，我们以至于我们能够付出。To
the honor and the glory of your name alone.
为了你的名，单单为了你的名的荣耀。In
your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
We have about a half an hour.
我们大概有30分钟的时间。
And there's no way I can give the message that was put on my heart in that short a time.
我不可能用这么短的时间来把我心中所承受的信息来释放。
So we're just going to start talking.
所以我们就开始讲。 We actually have 50 minutes.
50?
50, 50.
Oh, really?
To 20.
Oh, okay. Okay, we have 50 minutes. We can do it in that time.
Okay, 我们有50分钟，我们应该可以。
But there is one more thing I need to share with you before we get started.
但是在分享信息之前，我还有一件事情要跟你们分享。There
was a release in the spirit realm.
在属灵的这个境界里头有一个释放。Of,
how can I put this? Of an army.
有一支军队。
Of evil spirits.
是有那个邪恶邪灵的这个一支军队。
It was an unprecedented release. And these spirits were assigned to come out against believers only.
这一支邪灵的军队呢，是专门被差派来攻击这个基督徒信主的人。
The onslaught.
他们的前进。
The battle.
这个战役。
Has been very heavy.
是很激烈的。
However,
然而,
God in His goodness and in His kindness,
在神的这个恩慈跟神的良善里头,
and in His great wisdom,
还有他的伟大的智慧里头,
knowing that this new army was going to be sent against His church,
神知道这一支邪恶的军队是被奉派出来攻击他的教会的,
provided for His church,
神为他的教会做了这样的预备,
greater power than has been in the earth or in the church in a very long time.
神为他的教会预备了是一个这个有史以来长期以来所没有见过这个更大的这个能力。
It's difficult to know and relate to how much of God's power has been released.
有时候我们不是很容易能够明白到底神已经释放了多大的能力。
Because of the impact of the attack from the evil one.
为什么我们不能知道呢？因为这个邪恶的人，邪恶的那个势力呢，正在攻击我们。
We can feel the impact of the evil one.
所以我们常常能够感觉得到这个邪恶的那边的对我们的那个影响。
The warfare that has come up against us personally, against our family and friends.
这个属灵的征战呢，来针对着我们，针对着我们的朋友，针对着我们的家庭。
But we don't necessarily experience the greater measure of God.
因此在这种时候，我们常常并没有觉察到，其实神有一个更大的一个能力的释放。
So the Lord spoke to me in a vision that He wanted me to encourage you.
所以神在一个意象当中来对我说，而且他要我来鼓励各位。
To strive to keep your mind off of what you are feeling in the darkness, in the area of darkness.
他鼓励我们要把我们的这个心思意念说，从我们所感受到了这个黑暗的那一面，我们要把心思意念从那里移开、挪开、离开。
And to keep pressing through.
而且呢，同时呢，我们要努力的不断的向前推进。
The more you press through.
你越多向前推进。
The more the God, power of God has, is prevailing in you.
你越多向前推进的话，神的那个的大能就在你里头更多的这个做工。
When you have pressed through,
当你能够突破突穿的时候
，you will like jet out.
你就会像喷射机的一样的喷射出去
，into the power and the glory of God.
能够喷射进入神的大能，而且神的荣耀当中。
So don't give in to the discouragement.
所以不要向这一些挫折来让步。
Keep your faith strong.
保持你一个坚固的信心。
Keep pressing through.
不断努力的向前推进。
Because the glory is almost here.
因为那个荣耀就快要到了。
Our sister spoke about reformation.
我们今天早上马蒂娜讲到关于这个一个改革的灵
This increase in the measure of God
这个神的这个量不断的增加
Is that spirit of reformation
神的不断增加在你心里的这个作用其实就是那一个改革的灵
And that was given to the earth a little over 3 years ago
大概在三年多以前呢神就把这个改革的灵呢就降到世上
So you were moving in the reformation
所以你们其实是在这个改革的这个行动当中在前进。
You're moving in a greater measure of God as a result.
以至于这个他这个改革的灵的功用的结果呢，就是有一个神更大的彰显。
But you're not going to understand all that I'm sharing with you until the breakthrough comes.
但是呢，除非等到你的生命中有一个突破，不然的话，你是没有办法真的明白我在跟你们讲的是什么意思。
When the breakthrough comes,
当这个突破来出现的时候
，then you will see all that you have been storing up for yourselves in the fruit of the labor of the Lord.
是的，当你这个突破来的时候，你就能够看到，就是说，神一直为你预备的这个果子，就其实你一直就在你的生命当中一直累积所积存的，你就能够看得见。
May I share just one more thing, and then I'll get into the message.
我再进一步的解释。
John G. Lake, how many of you have heard of his name?
John G. Lake.
John G. Lake.Okay, John G. Lake was a powerful man of God.
John G. Lake 这个人是一个大有神有神大能的人。
His daughter and son-in-law were close friends of mine.
他的女儿跟女婿是我的一个好朋友。
Before they were taken home to be with the Lord.
在他们回天家之前是我的好朋友。
And they shared with me an experience that their father had.
他们就跟我分享他父亲有过的一个经历。
This experience has since been published.
他这个经历呢，现在已经被出版了。
So it's possible even some of you have read about it.
所以在座可能有人曾经读过他这本书。
I'm only going to share one small portion of that experience.
我就要跟大家分享他其中一个经历。
John G. Lake had been through some very difficult waters.
江切磊他曾经经过一些非常困难的光景。
He had to make some very difficult decisions.
他必须要做一些非常困难的一些决定。
He'd moved back to the United States from Africa.
他从非洲搬回美国。
He actually had to leave about half of his family behind in Africa.
他事实上必须要把他的一半的家庭留在非洲。
And he was having a very difficult time with everything that was going on.
其实他当时他面对他这些所有的困难，他的心中其实非常非常困难。
He couldn't sleep.
他没办法睡觉。
So he got up and he went for a walk outside.
所以他就起来，他就到户外去散步。
This was about midnight.
这个大概在半夜的时候。
As he walked,
他散步的时候。
An angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him.
就有一位神的天使突然间向他显现。
And took him on a journey, different places in the world.
就带他就到世界各地其他的地方去看。
Now I'm not going to share all those experiences because it would take too long.
我没有办法花时间来跟你讲他所有的这些经历。
But when he brought him back.
当这位天使把他带回来的时候。
The angel turned away as though he were intending to walk away.
当这个天使转身正准备要离开他的时候。
As the Lord would have it.
就像是神的心意这样子。
John G. Lake had his Bible in his hand.
江杰里呢就把他的手上的这个圣经。
And had taken it with him on this tour.
他事实上跟着这个就整个旅行的时候，这个天使带他去旅行的时候，他手上是带着这本圣经的。
When he realized that the angel was leaving,
当他发现这个天使正准备要离开的时候，
he felt like he was about to lose his one opportunity to get a very important question answered.
他觉得哎呀，他快要失去这个机会，因为他有一个很重要的问题他要问。
He said to the angel something to the effect.
他就大概是这样跟那个天使说。
Angel, does the Lord have a message for His people in this hour?
他说：“天使啊，天使啊，我们的主在这个时刻对于他的子民有没有一个特殊的信息？”
The angel stopped.
那个天使就停下来。
Turned around and came back to John.
就转身面对他，就到他面前。
He said, "John, let me have your Bible."
他说：“约翰啊，把你的圣经给我。”
He took John's Bible.
他拿了约翰的圣经。
And he opened up to the book of Acts.
就打开来到使徒行传。
He took John to many places in the book of Acts.
他就带约翰呢到使徒行传里头的许多的地方。
Showing him scripture after scripture after scripture.
就把经节一节一节一经节的显现给他看。
And he said to John.
然后他就对John说。
This is Pentecost in the eyes of God.
这在神的眼中就是五旬节。
It is by this power alone that the church can prevail against evil.
是靠着这个五旬节的能力，教会能够在面对仇敌的时候能够站立得住。
All that you see here in the book of Acts.
你在这个使徒行传里头所看的一切。
And very much more.
以及还有许多你要看见的。
Comes to the church through Pentecost.
是都是透过五旬节的那个事件来临到教会的。
He said, John, tell the church everywhere.
他说，约翰呐，你告诉各地的教会。
To fight for Pentecost.
要为五旬节来征战。
To pray for Pentecost.
要为五旬节来代祷。
To intercede for Pentecost.
要为五旬节来祷告。
Tell them to pray and pray and pray and pray.
要告他们要祷告祷告祷告不住的祷告。
Until Pentecost comes.
一直祷告到五旬节来再降临。
Because it is by this power alone that the church can overcome evil in the earth.
因为是只有依靠这个五旬节所带下来的能力，这个地上的教会才能够胜过邪恶。
Then he stopped.
然后他就哭泣。
And he looked at John in the eyes.
然后他停下来，然后他就看进约翰的眼睛里。
And with a look of great compassion and yet pleading, tender pleading.
这个有一个非常温柔的这个请求的一个怜悯的眼神。
He said to John.
他就对John说。
John, seek the heart of God alone.
约翰啊， 要单单寻求主的心。
Teach the people to seek after the heart of God alone.
你要去教导人们单单寻求主的心。
Because God alone can satisfy the needs of the human heart.
因为唯有神能够满足人类心中的需求。
Material things cannot meet the needs of the human heart.
物质的东西是没有办法来满足人类心中的需求。
Nothing that can be found on earth can meet the needs of the human heart.
在地上所能够找到的东西没有一样能够满足人心的需要。
The cry in the human heart, God alone can satisfy.
人们心中的这个哭泣呼求唯有主可以来满足。
God wants you to tell the people, the church.
神要你去告诉教会，告诉人们。
To pray and pray and never stop praying.
祷告，祷告，再祷告，不停，永不停止的祷告。
Seeking the heart of God alone.
单单要寻求神的心。
Now having said that,
那么我跟大家讲过这些之后，
It was only a couple of years, just a few years at the very most, after John had that visitation.
在这个在约翰就是这个经历的这个天使造访之后的几年
，The church did indeed rise up and began to seek God and pray for revival or Pentecost.
啊，确实，这个教会就开始祷告，为复兴祷告，为寻求五旬节祷告。
That revival was given in 1907, if I remember correctly, on Azusa Street.
就在Azusa Street 1907年就开这个复兴就开始了。
And it swept the world.
然后这个五旬节复兴的运动就通行全世界。
But I want you to think about this.
我希望你们来思考这个。
The Pentecost or the revival that came upon the earth in Azusa Street.
在 Azusa Street 所开始的这一个五旬节的这个复兴运动
never met the standards of Pentecost as displayed in the Book of Acts.
这个1907年的五旬节复兴运动远远不及达不到当时在使徒行传时候的五旬节的这个标准。
In fact, 100 years later,
事实上一百年之后
We have still not seen a display of the power of God as demonstrated in the book of Acts.
事实上在一百年后的今天我们仍然还是没有看见到像在主在使徒行传里头那只五旬节所展示的神的大能。
For 100 years, God has waited patiently to find a generation that would pray for Pentecost.
神用了一百年的时间很耐心地在等待一个世代的人，这一个世代的人愿意真实地来为这个五旬节的复兴来祷告。
And who would not be denied.
而且神的这个心意绝对不会被人们所否决的。
So that he could send this valuable part of himself
因为他要把他自己的宝贵的自己的一部分来释放出来
to overcome the powers of darkness
以便能够克服这个胜过黑暗的势力。
Today is the day
今天就是这个日子。
This is the hour
这就是那个时刻。
God is once more enlivening our spirits
神再一次的要在我们的这个灵里头把我们点燃。
He is once more inciting us.
他要再一次的要来激励我们。
To fight for Pentecost.
要为五旬节寻求来征战。
Because it is his determination.
因为这是他的决心。
At this time, before the powers of great darkness overcome the world.
就在这一个极大的黑暗要来占布满全地之前
to give the greatest power, the greatest outpouring of Pentecost the world has ever, ever seen.
在这个黑暗要铺满大地之前，他要把最大最大从来没有见过的最大的五旬节的这个倾倒下来。
By it, he will strengthen the church.
靠着这个倾倒，他就会来坚固教会。
He will bring the church into glory.
他会把教会带入荣耀中。
And world dominions will be brought down.
这个世界的这个权势会被拉倒。
As he moves from glory to glory to glory to glory in the church in this hour.
在这一个时刻，当神要再从荣耀再进入荣耀再进入荣耀再进入荣耀的时候
，So I repeat what the angel of the Lord said to John G. Lake.
我要来再一次重复这一个天使对江切利说的话。
Pray for Pentecost.
为五旬节的降临来祷告。
Contend for Pentecost.
为五旬节来追求。
Fight for Pentecost.
为五旬节来奋战
and do not grow weary until Pentecost comes.
不要被困惑所拉倒，一直到五旬节降临在你们中间。
The Lord spoke to me in Hawaii.
神在夏威夷对我说
，We've got 2 minutes.
说我们有两分钟
to the outpouring of this great power of God.
我们到在神这个大能倾倒下来之前只剩下两分钟了。
What 2 minutes will end up meaning, I don't know.
两分钟究竟是什么意思我不清楚。
But we're not an hour away from it, we're only 2 minutes.
但是重点是我们不是还有许许多多小时，我们是只有两分钟。
This is the time to press in and contend for Pentecost like you have never fought before.
这是一个重要的时刻，是我们要努力推动推进去这个五旬节，像你们从来没有这样努力征战过似的。
It's like a mother giving birth to a baby. Those last few birth pains are the hardest of all.
就好像母亲要怀孕生产的时候，那个最后的那几次阵痛是最困难的。
But it's those birth pains that bring the baby out of the womb and into the mother's arms.
但是呢，却正是那几次最大的阵痛呢，能够把这个婴孩从母腹当中来诞生出来。
We are in the time of birth pains.
我们正在这个产痛生产之痛当中。
We've moved through labor into the birth pains.
我们是从阵痛已经进入到这个生产之痛的这个阶段。
The baby of Pentecost is about to come forth.
这一个五旬节的婴孩是快马正要被生出来了。
So stand.
所以要站稳。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now we only have 20 minutes.
现在我们大概30
okay.
30 分钟。
Turn in your Bibles, please, to John.
请打开约翰福音。
First chapter, verse 14.
第一章第十四节。
What I'm about to share with you today,
我今天要跟各位分享的
in measure,
是这样。
John G. Lake himself walked in.
这也是 John G. Lake 他自己的经验。
I think it's interesting that the Lord put upon my heart to share a bit of his experience.
我觉得很特别，神今天让我也借着分享江切类的经历。
And here we are talking about a topic that he lived in.
然后呢，我们接下来要分享的是一个也是一个课题，一个主题是江切类他真实活出来的。
He didn't live in the fullness of it.
他并没有把它活到完全。
Very few in history ever have.
历史上很少有人能够把这个活到一个完全的程度。
But he did enter into some measure of what I'm going to share with you today.
但是他确实也有活出到一个相当的程度。
So if you want to read anything about a life of someone who lived there,
你如果去读任何一个人他曾经就活过这样的生命
，you can pick up books about John G. Lake.
那 John G. Lake 的这个传记呢是一个好的榜样之一。
Okay.
好。
Okay. Verse 14.
第十四节。
Just 14.
我们读第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We can all guess, spend a lot of time guessing about what we think this scripture means.
我们可以花很多的时间啊，来猜测说这一段经文到底什么意思。
As for one who has spent a lot of time meditating on the scriptures,
像我是花很多很多时间啊，来默想圣经的经文。
I'm always amazed.
我总是常常很惊讶的发现。
When the Lord appears to me and in 5 minutes explains to me what I have not been able to understand in years.
我常常很惊讶，就是神向我显现5分钟就可以解释清楚我那些花了多少年都想不明白的。
Helps me understand what theologians couldn't figure out.
即使是很多神学家也没有办法想清楚。
I always walk away thinking, well, he's the author of his word and he truly knows it.
当神跟我讲清楚的时候，我说啊，没话讲，因为他是原作者，当然他讲得清楚。
And I had an experience that brought those kinds of feelings front and center once again.
我有很多这种类似的经验，就是神这种很清楚的在我面前把这事情讲清楚。
What I'm going to share with you this morning is just one experience out of many that I have had regarding this topic.
就关于这个，我今天我早上跟你们分享的是我有许多的类似的经验中间的一个。那么今天这个是关于这个主题的这个经历。
But this one has a particular degree of clarity.
今天我要分享的这个经历呢，是有特别的这个清楚度。
That will help you understand what God is about to do.
这个能够帮助你们哈，来了解说神到底正准备要做什么。
How many of you show me by the uplifted hand? How many of you really want to have intimacy with God?
在座有多少是想真的要希望跟神要有一个亲密的关系
？You really want to please the Father?
你真的想要去来讨神的喜悦
？Okay, well, I will share with you in 30 minutes.
我会用30分钟给你们分享。
A little of what that means.
跟你分享一点点，就是刚刚讲是什么意思。
I was sitting on the end of my bed in my bedroom, worshiping the Lord.
我坐在我这个床脚边上，正在敬。
The Lord appeared to me.
那就是神突然跟我显现的时候。
I looked at him and I laughed.
我看着他，然后我就笑了。
I said, Lord.
我说神啊。
You're so fat.
Wow, 你好胖啊。
He smiled.
他就笑。
And I said, but you're so fat.
我就笑，我说，不，你好胖啊。
He smiled.
他就又笑。
He was about 500 pounds fat.
哇，他大概有250公斤，500磅这么重。
I was amazed.
我简直是惊讶的不得了。
I have seen him as tall as a multi-storied building.
我曾经看过他很高，高超过那个摩天大楼。
I've seen him, you know, appear to me as a natural man.
我也看过他好像一个普通的一个自然人这样子显现。
I've seen him the way he looked when he was a child.
我也看过他显现，当他在是一个小孩的时候。
But never had I seen him 500 pounds fat.
但是我从来没见过他有500磅这么重，这么胖。
He was five. Now listen very carefully.
仔细听哈。
He was 500 pounds fat with truth.
他是有500磅。的这样的满有真理
Living truth
是这个活出来的真理
What is living truth?
什么叫做活出来的真理呢
It is the truth that bears in its bosom the life of God
这什么叫做活出来的真理呢就是这个活出来的真理是在他的里头是满有那一个又真又活的神
You see, when you and I read the Bible
当你跟我来读圣经的时候
Or let's say if we want to learn scripture, we memorize scripture.
比如举例来说，我们想要学习这个圣经，所以我们就来背诵它。
We've read black and white print.
我们读了这个白纸黑字。
And we've memorized words.
而且我们把一些字跟词我们来记下来。
For the many and various reasons that people memorize scripture.
啊，人们有各式各样不同的原因，他们来背诵这个经节。
And invariably.
啊，而且不可避免的。
It will bear fruit at some point in our life when we need it the most.
所以自然而然的，当我们在人生中最需要的时候呢，它就会产生这个果子的效应。
But it is quite different than the way the Lord lived.
啊，但是呢，这种方法呢，跟我们的主他所做的方法呢，是相当不一样的。
Jesus said, "I am the truth."
耶稣说，我。是真理。
He didn't say, "I know the truth."
他没有说，哎呀，我知道真理。
He said, "I am truth."
他说，我是真理。
You and I cannot say, "I am truth."
你跟我就没办法说，我们是真理。
We can say, "We know the truth."
我们可以说，我们认识真理。
But we cannot say we are truth.
但是我们没有办法说我们就是真理。
We can even say I have memorized truth.
我们甚至于可以说我有我背了这真理。
What the Lord said was I am truth.
但是我们的主说的是我是真理。
And indeed he was and is.
And 事实上确实他过去也是他现在也是。
He is living truth.
他是那个活着的活出来的活着的真理
He is truth that has no beginning and has no end
他是那一个既没有开始也没有终了的那个真理
He is the life of God
他就是神的生命
You and I, we have the life of God
你跟我我们有神的生命
But he wasAnd is the life of God.
但是他曾经是，现在也是神的生命。
As I continued to gaze upon him,
当我就是继续的来定睛在他身上的时候
I could see the word living, moving with its own life throughout his entire being.
这个当我在定睛看的时候，我就看到这个神的道就是在他里头在运转，在。
The Bible says.
圣经说。
And the Word became flesh.
圣经说这个道成了肉身。
And tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, and lived among us.
然后呢，他就把他的他就是地要。把他帐篷设在我们当中与我们同住
And we saw his glory
而且我们看见过他的荣光
Such glory is the only begotten Son of God
这是神独生爱子的荣光
Full of grace
充充满满的有恩典
And
以及
What? Truth
真理
He was 500 pounds fat with truth.
他有500磅的身形是完全充满了真理。
At one point he said, my word is truth.
有在某个地方他说我的话语就是真理。
So he was filled with the living word.
所以他是被这个活生生的这一个话语所充满。
The word bearing its own life.
这个道呢是有他自己的生命
I don't know how to explain how he is able to do this
我不是很能够形容他怎么可能这样子做
But when he wants to make a particular truth very clear to us
当他要把其中某一部分的这真理 使我们真的能够明白的时候
He can shut everything else down in his being
那他就会在他的本身把其他的东西全部都封闭起来。
To bring forth the clarity of the one truth that he's wanting to reveal to you.
然后把他所需要显明的、想要显明的这个真理呢，特别的凸显、清晰给我们看见。
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Galatians.
请翻到加拉太书。
One by one, the Lord took me through.
一个接着一个，神这样子来带领我。
His nature.
显现他的本性给我看。
Let me see. Let's go chapter 5, verse 22.
加拉太书五章二十二节。
Says, and the fruit of the Spirit
圣灵所结的果子
is love
就是仁爱
So it's like everything else disappeared in him and what I saw was a living love
这个时候呢就好像所有其他属于神的属性呢都关起来然后我所看到的就是一个活着的爱
This love was so compelling
这一个爱哈是这么样的有力。
It wasn't like an, you know, like an ushy gooey mushy. You know how when we're together in the sanctuary and the Lord comes down with His love and we all feel kind of tingly and weepy inside.
就是不是那个软绵绵、那个软趴趴的那种爱。
It wasn't like that.
不像那样子，不是那种样子的。
When I saw his love,
当我看到他的爱，
his love was strong.
他的爱是很坚强的，
firm, immovable.
很坚固的，是不可动摇的。
Like a mountain.
像一座山的这样的爱。
Like it couldn't be pushed.
是你没有办法推动他的。
It couldn't be moved.
是没有办法被动摇的。
It couldn't be changed.
是不可能去改变他的。
It was strong, like it could hold up under anything.
是好像非常是坚固，是可以面对任何事情的。
Then that began to dissipate.
然后呢，它就渐渐的淡化消失去。
And what began to be revealed was his joy.
然后他就接着就显现他的这个喜乐给我看。
Now this joy
这个喜乐呢
was the joy that he was discussing with his disciples when he said that your joy will be returned to you.
这就是好像他当时跟他的使徒在分享的是说你的喜乐会重新回到你里头来。
Not the joy that the world has.
这不是那个世界的喜乐
But it's a different joy
是一个不同的喜乐
Uncontrolled by circumstances
是不会被这个环境所影响的喜乐
There was so much joy flowing through him
从那里头有这么多这么这么多的喜乐这个流出来
It was like effervescent
这个好像一个不断的这个流出来
Do you know what I mean by that? Bubbly
就是好像像涌去了泡沫这样的涌泉涌如泉涌出来
Like, have you ever seen the little bottle of bubbles that children will dip a stick into and blow bubbles?
你知道那个小孩子吹泡泡那个小罐子哈
It was bubbly.
就充满了那个气泡
And it was so light.
是这么样的轻盈
That I started laughing again.
哎呀，我就在那边我就开始笑了
I said, Lord, if I didn't know any better.
主啊，假如说我是没有经历过的
I would have to say that when you walked on the face of this earth
我就很可能会说当你在世上行走的时候
You never walked on the ground
你老实讲的是没有经历过这个真实的生活
I don't know how you could have had this kind of joy and had your feet on the ground
我就如果说你真实经历真实生活你怎么可能有这种喜乐呢
It was like his whole insides were like a helium
就好像他的整个那个里头呢就是充满了这个喜乐
You know like helium that you put in a balloon
就是那个氢气啊你放在那个就放在那个气球里头那个氢的气体 H 嘛
They like that one、
yeah.
Then that began to dissipate.
然后这个意象呢就开始渐渐的消去。
And his peace began to overtake him.
然后他的和平他的平安就显现出来。
As his peace began to be unfolded to me,
当他这个平安这个和平向我来展现的时候，
It was like a peace that could not be disturbed.
这个就是一种平安啊，是你完全没有办法去搅扰他的。
Even in the light of great persecution, that peace sustained him.
就是即使在一个极大的一个迫害、逼害、苦难中，这个平安仍然停留在他里头。
Even when he was going to the cross and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
即使当他在克西马尼园的时候，即使当他真要走上十字架的时候，这个平安仍然停留在他里头。
And he was fighting a warfare against the enemy.
当他正在这个针对敌人在做属灵征战的时候
，So great was this battle that he was bleeding great drops of blood.
就是当他这个征战这么大，他这个汗珠如大雪点一样滴在地上的时候
，But his peace remained.
但是他的这个平安仍然在他里面。
It was a peace that could not be moved by circumstances.
这是一种不可能被环境所来推动、所来摇动的平安。
Then his gentleness, his goodness.
然后他的温柔、他的良善。
And so on. He went through all 9 fruits of the Spirit.
然后一个接着一个，他把这个九个圣灵的果子一一展现给我看。
Showing me these different aspects of his nature.
然后就来给我看他的属性，他的属性里头的不同的方面。
I was overwhelmed and I was amazed at what I was seeing.
我真是觉得非常的惊讶，非常的被影响。
Finally, he said to me, "Nita, come and stand beside me."
然后他就对我说 ，Nita， 你来站在我旁边。
So I rose up and I stood beside him.
所以我就站起来，然后我就站在他旁边。
And when I did,
当我站在他旁边的时候
，He wrapped by his spirit. He wrapped himself around me.
他就在他用他的这个用他的这个灵，他就把他自己把我包围起来。
It was like he wrapped an arm around me.
好像他用就像他用他的这个手臂把我叫拦起来的样子。
When that happened,
当那个发生的时候
，all of everything that was inside of me began to go down, 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 and out my feet.
就是当这个神这样子拦住我的时候，所有在我里头的东西就像一直像身上这样一直降下降下降下，然后降到我的脚上，然后出去。
You know my human character, my human, my humanity.
你知道我这个人的本性。
For instance,
举例来说
，my human love.
我这个
down, 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 and out my feet.
就属人的那个爱，就是一直降到我的脚下去。
At the time that this visitation occurred,
当这个神对这次造访发生的时候
，we were going through a great trial.
我们正在经历一个极大的试炼。
And there were things that I was not responding to well.
有一些是我不太能够承受的事情。
I would get angry.
我会觉得非常的生气。
All of my human anger went down, 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 and out my feet.
那个时候，我所有人的怒气就一直降到我的脚下。
This is the best way to put it. All my human passions, good and bad, went down, 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 and out my feet.
所有我属人的情感，不管是好的是坏的，都一路这样降下来，降到我的脚下。
When they were all gone,
然后他降到脚下，然后全部不见出去的时候
，I felt emptied.
我就觉得哇是空的。
But then through his hand around my waist,
然后呢透过他正在绕着我的这个腰的这个的手
everything that was going on inside of him began to fill me.
所有在他里头正在运行的内容呢就开始来充满我。
The living word,
这个活生生的道
his love, his joy, his peace.
他的仁爱，他的喜乐，他的和平。
His gentleness, his goodness, his kindness.
他的温柔，他的良善。
All that was going on inside of him began to go on inside of me.
那些所有在他里头运转的就开始在在我里头运转。
I was so amazed, I was speechless.
我是这样的惊讶，我话都讲不出来。
I knew how bad I was hurting only minutes before.
我很清楚几分钟之前我是多么样的受苦。
But now I was filled with joy, peace.
但是现在呢，我里头充满了喜乐，充满了平安。
Felt goodness toward the one who was hurting someone I love very much.
而对那一个这伤害我心中所爱的这个人，伤害的这来给我们伤害的那个人，我心中充满了良善。
But most of all,
但是最重要的
，I had touched God.
我触摸到神
，and I had become possessed.Mind, heart, spirit, and soul by God.
我的身心灵魂都完全被神所拥有。
When that possession takes place, everything inside of us changes.
当神这样的要来掌管拥有我们的时候，里头的所有的东西都发生改变。
We are no longer living for God.
我们那个时候就不再是为主而活。
We are living in God.
那就是我们变成住在主里面。
We are no longer seeking the Lord.
我们就不再去寻求神。
We are filled with the Lord.
我们变成被神所充满。
That emptying that I felt.
那个倒空，我所感觉的倒空
，was the emptying out of the sinful nature，
是把我们这个邪情私欲这个情欲来倒空出去
，that I might be wholly filled with His nature，
以至于我能够完全的被他的属性来填满。
Do you understand what I'm saying？
这样明白吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying？
明白吗
？This is where I was with the Lord。
这就是我那个时候跟神同在的时候。
It was so awesome.
这个经历真是太动人了。
I was speechless.
我话都讲不出来。
Then he turned and he looked at me.
然后他就转身，然后他就看着我。
He said to me, Nita.
他就对我说 ，Nita.
Would you like to live in this place with me?
你喜欢在这个地方跟我一起活吗
I see you guys out there going yes.
我看到很多人点头
I said it's possible for a human being to live here
人类有可能住在这个地方吗
He said Nita would you like to live in this place with me
他说 Nita你希望在这个地方与我同住吗
？I said, Lord, you know me. If this is possible, I would pay any price to have it.
我就回答说，主啊，你知道我的。假如这是可能的话，我愿意付任何代价。
I would give up anything to have it.
我会放下任何的所有的东西，以至于交换这个。
Whatever you would require would be yours.Whatever you would require, I would give.
无论你跟我要什么，我都会给你。
If you were saying that I could have this place in you,
假如你跟我讲说我是可以在你里头这个地方来常住的话
，He said, "All right, then, you shall have it."
神说没问题，你会有。
Sounds easy enough, doesn't it?
听起来很容易，对不对
？I've got 5 more minutes.
我还只剩下五分钟。
To make a very long, wonderful story short,
我们来把这个事情再长话短说一下。
He said to me, Nita,
他对我说 ，Nita,
anyone who will can have this place in me.
任何一个人，他这样的来盼望，他都可以得到这个地方。
Anyone who will can walk with me in this place.
任何一位有这样意愿的人，他都可以在这个地方与我同行。
How do I tell you in a few brief moments? We'll expound on it more in the next service.
我们下一堂还会更进一步来说明。
How do I tell you in a few brief moments?
我如何能够在这么几个短暂的片刻
？That what I experienced that day was not Christianity as the church knows it.
我那天所经历的，跟我们今天教会众教会所知道所谓的基督教生活是不一样的。
But I was told.
但是我被这样的教导。
That it was the way the Lord Jesus Christ walked with the Father when he was on this earth.
那就是耶稣基督在世上肉身里当与天父同行，就是那个样子。
And although it is not Christianity as the church knows it today,
虽然这一个层次的这个与神同行与我们今天基督教会所教的不太一样。
It is Christianity.In the eyes of God.
但是呢，我所描写的是真实的基督教生命，在神的眼中所下的定义。
We were created to walk with Him the way I just shared.
我们被创造就是为了要像我刚才所描写的这种方式的与神同行。
This is the way Adam walked with Him. This is the way Moses walked with Him.
这个方式就是亚当以及摩西与神同行的方式。
This is the way John the Beloved walked with him.
这也是约翰那神所喜爱的与神同行的方式。
This is the way John the Baptist walked with him.
这也是那位施洗约翰与神同行的方式。
This is the way Paul the Apostle walked with him.
这也是使徒保罗与神同行的方式。
I could go through the whole Bible and show youbiblical character after character who walked with him in this way.
我可以在圣经上给你一而再再而三的给你看到举例，这么多的人是用这种方式来与神同行的。
It's the way we were called to walk with God.
这个就是我们被呼召出来要与神同行应有的方式。
John chapter 1 verse 16 reads like this.
约翰福音一章十六节是这样读。
I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible.
我会从 Amplified Bible 来读。
For out of his fullness, his abundance.
从他的充满，从他的丰富里头。
What was his fullness?
他的完全是什么呢？
Remember what I just shared with you?
我刚才跟你们分享他的完全是什么？
Go like this if you do. Out of this fullness.
这一个完全。
We have all received.
我们都承受了。
We've all had a share and been supplied with.
我们都有接受，而且我们被供应。
One grace after another.
一个又一个的恩典。
Spiritual blessing after spiritual blessing.
属灵的祝福再加上祝福。
Favor upon favor.
神的特别的喜爱再加上特别的恩典。
And gift heaped upon gift.
恩赐再加上恩赐。
These were scriptures that he gave to me, virtually quoted to me while I was in that visitation with him.
这个就是当我那一次神来跟我造访的时候，神所给我的经节。
He has already supplied for us all that we need to enter into that place with him.
他已经把我们所需要依靠能够进入那个同在的所需要的一切都已经供应给我们了。
The times are going to get very dark, my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，未来的时刻会变得非常的黑暗。
Great darkness is going to sweep the face of the earth.
这个极大的黑暗会布满这个地球的全面。
I can promise you, you want to be living in this place with God when it comes.
我保证你，当这个黑暗来的时候，你一定是希望你是住在神的这个应许里头的。
Because you have never had anything up to this time in your Christian experience.
因为如果在你的基督徒的生活里头，到今天为止你还没有这样的经历的话
，to prepare you for the darkness that is coming.
你需要这些经历来预备你来面对将来的黑暗。
Those who walk in this place with God.
那一些在跟神在这样的地方这个境界里头同行的人
will be the pillars of the earth
会是这一个地上的高台
those who have not paid the price to enter into this place with God
那些还没有付代价来进入这个与神同行所在的人
will go through great suffering during that time.
在这个黑暗来临的时候会经历极大的苦楚。
Anyone who knows the name of Christ
任何一个认识神的名的人
can walk in this place with God.
是都可以与神在这样的地方同行的。
And moreover, you want to.
而且更重要的是你需要这样做。
Now we have gone 1 minute past our time.
我们一分钟超过了。
I'm going to have to allow the service to be dismissed so the others can come in.
我必须先停在这里，以至于下一堂的人可以进来。
We'll rehearse some of this in the next service, and we will expound on this matter in just a short period of time.
我们下一堂会简要的重复，然后我们会继续往前走。
Bless you.
祝福你们。
我们诗选两百首，颂赞诗选两百首。我们唱第一节、第四节、第一、第四、第五、第六、第七。好，那我们起立唱。Abiding in Christ。请把英文的放出来，英文颂赞诗选两百首。好，没有，好。Abiding in Christ。众圣徒过这样的生活，你从这首诗歌你也可以知道，这个作者在早在那个时候他已经在过这样子的生活。一个住在主里面的，是撒旦难攻击的，是软弱变刚强的，是磨成主荣形，是心灵一直在渴慕的。我们接着唱第四节，稍微快一点。
住在主里面，软弱变刚强，
Thank you.
主啊，谢谢你，这是你为我们预备的有福的恩召。主啊，谢谢你，这是你给我们的永恒的意象。主耶稣啊，谢谢你，这是你心灵极其渴慕把我们带进来的居所。主啊，这是我们也一生我们所渴慕的居所。主啊，今天五旬节，你要用着你的大能把我们带入你的里面，永远的住在你的里面。哦，主耶稣啊，借着你的爱，也把你的大能，把你自己带进我们的里面，也把我们带入你的里面，永远的融合为一。哦，主耶稣，你垂听我们祷告，这是你给我们教会的意象，你要来做成做工。就在这个五旬节，在今天一天的聚会里面，用你的大能来坐在我们每一个人的身上。谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名，阿们。请坐，我们可以预备下一堂的聚会。